Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 6th of May.
Wednesday means competitor watch. And honestly, the competitor story today is one route.
Let me guess. Cape Town to Port Elizabeth.
CPT, PLZ, yeah, this one's ugly.
Walk me through it.
We pushed capacity up 33% year on year. Load factor dropped 9.8 points. Yield down 6.4.
So we added seats. Demand didn't follow and the price didn't hold.
Right. That's textbook price war signal. We threw seats at the market and the market said no thanks.
But the market grew, didn't it?
Total seats on the route up about 13.5%. So demand is there. We just didn't capture it.
Who did?
Airlink. They added 1,218 seats. We added 945. Our share dropped 4.9 points.
That's the bit that stings. Growing market, we lose share.
It's the worst kind of share loss. Not a soft route. We just didn't show up properly.
Okay, broaden out. What did the rest of the competitor field do in April?
Whole market shrank 18.5% on seats. We're down 20.8, holding 48.9% share.
So we shrank faster than the market.
Yeah, Airlink down 11, SAA down 12.6, Lyft down 27, Cimera down 44. We're in the middle of the pack on the contraction.
And the trunk routes?
Durban-Joburg, we lost 7.5 points of share. SAA picked up 4,500 seats there. Joburg-Durban same shape, 8 points down.
SAA actually filling in the gaps we leave.
Quietly, yes. Not loud, but consistent.
Right. Shape of the just closed month then. April overall.
Revenue per flight up 13% year on year. Yield up 18. Load factor down 4.5 points. Classic price led month.
So we made more money flying fewer, fuller price seats.
Exactly. Not a volume story. A yield story.
On the cost side?
Rand weakened 12.6% month on month, sitting at 1654. That's a hit on the dollar cost base.
Fuel?
Fuel actually came down 13% month on month, so the Rand move offsets some of that. Net, it's roughly a wash, leaning slightly negative.
One news item worth noting?
The R12 birthday sale is back. 50,000 seats. Watch the booking curve over the next few days for the spike.
Speaking of the curve, anything jumping out forward?
May is 14 points behind where we'd expect. Durban-Joburg 23 points behind on a huge 200,000 seat base.
That's the one to watch.
On the upside, Joburg-Mauritius and Joburg-Zanzibar are well ahead. Leisure International holding up.
Okay, two questions for the exec meeting.
Number one has to be CPT, PLZ. Why did we add a third more capacity into a route where Airlink was clearly going to match us?
Right. Was that a network call or a competitive response that misfired?
And number two, Durban-Joburg. We're losing share on the trunk and we're 23 points behind the curve for May. What's the plan to defend it?
Good ones. Have a good one.
Actually, before we wrap, look at May month to date. Load factor is down 11.8 points year on year, but yield is up 31.9%. The April pattern isn't a one-off. It's running live into May.
So the question is how long we let yield carry it before volume bites back.
You too.